Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
About 13 years. He's a licensed psychologist and adjunct professor of psychology at University of Georgia. He's a managing partner at Irwin, Inc. He's the author of Run with the Bulls, Without Getting Trampled, The Extraordinary Influence, Impact. I'm derailed. Their list is long. I hurt myself carrying them into the studio. And I'm pretty sure we helped him launch all of those over the last 13 years. Tim is one of the guys that we look to help us put our best foot forward in the marketplace, in the way we come across to other people. He's our good friend, Tim Irwin. Welcome back.
Jim, it's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Tim, one of the things that I've been saying now for a long time, but especially more recently, I started thinking earlier in this whole process about something a wise man once said. I've forgotten the man's name. Apologize for that, but he said adversity doesn't create character, it reveals it. And I've been thinking that I found that quote years ago. I keep reminding myself about it. I've said it 100 times, maybe 1,000 on the show. And when I started thinking about what was going to be happening, the gauntlet that we were going to be put through with this whole pandemic situation, it made me think of that a lot. That we were gonna companies, not just individuals, but companies, were gonna be exposed. And what was gonna be exposed was either character or lack of which. What do you think?
Well, there's no question that that's exactly right. That stress and the challenges that we're facing, adversity, reveal character. Now, Jim, I'm of the opinion it can also build character. And one of my problems with many family businesses is that the parents who founded a business sometimes insulate their children from the very adversity that would make them strong. So I guess I believe it's a both and.
Right. Well, I don't disagree with you. And in fact, one of the things that I also have said here is, and I get you to remark on this, is that there's a whole generation of young people who've never been through anything like this. They were in high school maybe when we went through 08 and 09. And not that they won't remember it, but there's a whole bunch of 30-somethings who basically, this is their first, gauntlet to go through. And they're gonna find out what they're made of in this. And hopefully, as you say, will be a character-building experience for them.
Well, listen, I'm a parent, and as much as any other parent, it's hard to watch your kids struggle. It's hard to watch them experience adversity. But I have to remind myself frequently that this is the best teacher they will ever have. Mm-hmm. If they will grow and submit themselves to the changes that they need to make in order to be a stronger person, it will be fantastic. The outcomes of this could be really great. We would have a stronger generation of people.
Well, but don't they in that whole process though? Don't they also need to be dealing with this, without fear? I mean, what I worry about a little bit, Tim, is that we've overreacted to this thing, this disease, this pandemic, this coronavirus. We've overreacted in some ways to the point where we're creating fear, more fear in people. In other words, instead of saying, instead of talking about how we're going to deal with this, it just seems to me that I'm worried about the young people being too fearful of this, when you and I both know that's not going to help, because I'm convinced that in a year or two, we're going to have COVID-21 or COVID-22. What do you think?
there's no question. And listen, tentativeness is one of the worst enemies of a successful business. And my concern is that the fear leads to tentativeness and that people are not going to be assertive. When you own a business, when you're starting a business or running a business, you have to be assertive. You have to show courage. You have to get out there. You have to sometimes make decisions that don't make as much sense. People are saying, why do we want to change? Things are going well. Well, in fact, true leaders get out there in front. Mm-hmm. And I share that concern that this is going to make people fearful when, in fact, we need to be very much the opposite.
Well, you know, one of the things that I tried to point out early on, Tim, in all this is if you answer this question, and if you answer, if the question when I, the question is, do you plan on being in business January 1, 2021? If the answer to that is in the affirmative, then you can't afford to be fearful. You have to be clear-eyed. You have to be erect, looking around, and not only making sure that your company survives, but looking for opportunities. What do you think?
Well, there's no question. And as you well know, Jim, my big thing is leadership. And mm-hmm. if ever there was a time for leaders to step up and lean into this problem, it is now. And our companies need it. People are looking for leadership. They want direction. They want to be encouraged. They need to know that somebody's thinking through a plan.
And they're not expecting you to make every decision perfectly. They just need to make a decision, don't they? I mean, making a decision with all the evidence is more important than worrying about making a wrong one.
One of the things I'm advising a number of my clients on is how to reopen. I mean, people that have been shut down for the last month or two. Mm-hmm. I was talking with the CEO a couple of days ago. He says it's been 58 days since we were really functioning as we should.
Wow.
So I'm encouraging people to create a reopening plan. Get very intentional. Get out there in front. Decide how they're going to do this. And I hope your listeners who run small businesses.
Of course, part of the reopening plan, you got to, you know, depending on where you are in the country, you got to deal with the local policies, right?
No question. And I'm not suggesting you break the law, although candidly I admire the courage of that young woman down in Texas who decided she was going to open her hair salon.
Well, Elon Musk divided Alameda County this week, and he's opening up his plant. I mean, I think more people ought to follow that lead. Go ahead. Hey, tell you what, hold on to that thought, Tim. We've got to take a quick break. I need your website, Tim.
DrTimIrwin.com. Irwin with an I.
With an I.
Dr. Tim Irwin.
Tim and I will be right back after the break. We're going to talk about what he calls the five B's of leadership and helping us get kicked off when we start going again. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Tim Irwin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.